أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, We were discussing a subject last week which was related to Hajj and an incident or an episode that was related to the Kaabatullah Sharif or the Haram Sharif. But tonight we have had the Khatam of the Quran Sharif. So therefore a few things with regards to the Quran Sharif. Whatever we discuss, the whole purpose of these discussions is the development of taqwa in our hearts. Whether we discuss salat, we discuss zakat, we discuss hajj, whether we discuss buying and selling, whether we discuss relationship with family members, with friends, with neighbors, relationship between husband and wife, whether we discuss the world at large, whatever we discuss, at the end of the day, the sole objective should be the development of taqwa in the hearts of the believers. Because if you look at the Quran Sharif, if we have to just give the gist or just say that in one word we wish to know what is the purpose of the revelation of the Quran Sharif, then it is taqwa. And then again, if you expand on that word taqwa, it will bring in everything. It will encompass everything. Because that is Islam. It doesn't just discuss namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. It discusses everything. Therefore, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says this, that the Quran Sharif, there's no doubt. If anybody has got a doubt, that is his weakness. There are lots of people who got doubts in the Quran Sharif. They don't believe in the Quran Sharif. So that doubt is in their heads. But if a person has to look at the Quran Sharif with an open mind, unbiased, unprejudiced, then he will have to come to the conclusion that this can be the word of Allah and Allah alone. No human being could have written the Quran Sharif. The challenge that the Quran Sharif gave in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, when there were such orators and such powerful speakers and statesmen and such learned people with regards to Arabic and the terminology and all the discussion that centers around Arabic and the poetry that they recited, but yet they failed to bring one verse to compare with the verse of the Quran Sharif. And they could have taken up that challenge. We will say in our times we don't have that kind of Arabic, but they were there right in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore all the mu'jizats and all the miracles of the prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were according to those times, the requirement of that time. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was oratory, poetry, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mu'jiza also, besides all the other miracles. There were lots of other miracles, but I think I discussed in some other majlis of the Khatam of the Quran Sharif that all the other miracles, when the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala left this world, the miracle went with him. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's ring is no more here in this world, with which he controlled the jinnat and the human beings and the creatures and insects, and he had command over all the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or he could understand the language of the creatures also. Now that ring, even if somebody has to find it, just for argument's sake, then too he cannot wear the ring and start showing those miracles of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The staff and the stick of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which turned into a huge serpent, Allah Ta'ala gave him as a miracle, as a mu'jiza, because Fir'aun refused to believe in him. So that was the miracle, that was the mu'jiza. Now when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went, then that miracle went with him. It is no more in this world. And if somebody has to find a stick like that, he is not going to be able to perform those miracles. If he places his stick on the ground, will it turn to a huge serpent? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave those mu'jizats and miracles to those Nabis. And when they left this world, it went with them. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, there were many, many mu'jizats, many, many. Over 10,000 have been mentioned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mu'jizats were so many. If a person has to just discuss those miracles, everyone knows about the splitting of the moon, everyone knows of the water gushing from the fingers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We all know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's different mu'jizats. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says that on one occasion he brought some khajur, some dates to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He was very hungry, then he got some dates, he brought to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read, blew on those dates, and then Hazrat Abu Huraira tied it around his waist in like a leather bag, and it remained tied there all his life. He used to only remove it if he has to go for ghusl, bath or something like that, to toilet, but otherwise after he comes out he ties it up again. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had blown on those dates. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that he kept on putting his hand inside that bag, he takes out the dates, he eats himself, he gives to people to eat, and throughout the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those dates never finished. Then came the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and those dates still Hazrat Abu Huraira used to eat. If anybody came to visit him, he takes out from inside and gives to them. If there is a dastarkhan laid, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala puts his hand inside there and keeps on putting dates on the dastarkhan, and it never finished in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu. Then came the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, it's almost 2.5 years of his rule. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, 10 years of his rule. Still those dates never finished. Then came the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and then we know all the problems that arose. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala was made shaheed. And those fitnas at that time, that bag got lost. Now Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala used to say that you are crying over one thing only, and that is the shahadat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and I am crying over two things, the shahadat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala and this bag of dates on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had blown, in which there was so much of barakat. Now nobody can deny that, because it was with him throughout the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, since the time that he had blown on those dates, throughout the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So nobody can say it's an exaggeration. But that was a miracle, that was a mu'jiza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It did not happen to all the dates of everyone else that he had blown on. Here and there Allah ta'ala showed the mu'jiza and the greatness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So all those mu'jizats in its place, but the greatest of all mu'jiza is the Qur'an Sharif. That is the greatest of all mu'jiza and miracles. And it will remain till the day of Qiyamah. There have been different reports in the books of Hadith Sharif, in the books of history, about people learning the Quran Sharif. Some learnt it in 6 months, some in 1 year, some in three months. There have been reports of people learning it in 3 days and even less. And with regards to the recitation of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, in two rakats of the witr, in one rakat of the witr namaz, he recites the entire Quran Sharif. In one rakat of the witr namaz. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, he was standing by the Kaaba Sharif, he made Allahu Akbar after Isha there, and in two rakats he recited the entire Quran Sharif. So many people recited the whole Quran Sharif during the day, and some during the night, and in the month of Ramadan, 61 Quran Sharif khatam of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi is well known. Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi was in our time, and we know one Quran Sharif khatam during the day, one at night. Now which other book is recited so much? And then throughout the world, look at the number of people reading the Quran Sharif who don't even know one word of the Arabic language. I always say that those who claim that there is no benefit in reading the Quran Sharif if you don't understand, then which old woman or which of our sisters and brothers who don't understand the Arabic language would have recited the Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan? So we don't say that it was revealed only for recitation. This I have repeatedly said, that we must not misunderstand. It was not revealed just for recitation. You will get definitely plenty of sawab on its recitation. Just Alhamdu, the person says, and he gets 50 blessings. So blessings or sawab is the currency of the hereafter. Something that we consider to be very insignificant, it is a currency of the hereafter. See if they did not have all these exchange bureaus like some time back. They did not have it. You had to get the currency of that country. Somehow you had to struggle and get that currency. If you were going for Hajj, then you had to barter, exchange, do something and get the currency of Makkah, Medina, Sharif. Then you will be able to buy. So in those days, if a person had some billion or million or plentiful of riyals, and everybody tells him that what's you keeping so much of riyals, is a waste of good time, it's not helping you in South Africa, it's not going to help you, this is riyals. There were no exchange bureaus or anything that you change the money. So that person would have said, indeed, it's not going to help here. But soon we are both going for Hajj, and then you see what happens on the other side there. So like that, the person will say all this sawab, sawab, sawab that you talk about in recitation of the Quran Sharif, sawab, in giving charity, sawab, in reciting Surah Fatiha, sawab, and in being good and kind to people, sawab, in caring for the widows and the destitute and the orphans and the needy and all those who are in need, it is sawab. Now we keep talking about sawab, sawab, so people find it as if it is insignificant. What is this sawab, sawab all the time? But this is not the market for that. The market is somewhere else. In the hereafter when we will go, then we will realize what that sawab, what value it had. And in fact, for the believer, even in this world, because when the person is going to have enough good deeds to his credit, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with him accordingly. So he will enjoy sukoon in his life. He will have peace. He will have tranquility. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be happy and pleased. So he'll make his life also a pleasant one. So even in this world it helps, but the real market for that is in the hereafter. Say in Delhi at one time, there was one young person, so somebody told him that you must go to a certain poet and he will teach you poetry. And there is great value for that poetry in the court of the king. So he went, he learned the poetry. Now his mother used to say, what are you wasting your time learning poetry? You rather go and do some work, go and do some buying, selling, go and earn some livelihood. So this young person used to say that, no, I've learnt one and I've composed one. According to my ustad, it's worth so many thousand rupees. Then he says, now I learnt another one, it's worth so many thousand rupees. Now every time he talks about thousands of rupees. So his mother said, all right, go to the marketplace and go and buy some vegetable and come with this poetry that you got. Now when he went there, so he went for the vegetable or he went for the sabzi. So he said, for how much? He said, for so many rupees. So he said, right, bring the rupees. He said, there's this poetry, it's worth so many thousand rupees. So I need some change also, in fact, from this poetry. So you think that person was going to supply him vegetable for that poetry? So he chased him away from there. So the mother said, you see, I told you that this is of no value. So he went back to his ustad of poetry. He said that you went to the wrong market. Come, I take you now. There is a mushaira that is taking place where different poets are going to recite whatever they have composed. So when he took him there and when he recited, then he got the real honor. And he was paid great amount of money for his excellent recitation and rendering of that poetry. So that was the market. Now whether this was an example, but the thing is that the lesson that we learn is that the market was a different place. Now we want to look in this world. Now where is all that sawab? What do we get here? But the market is somewhere else, the currency of the hereafter. So therefore this Quran recitation and the khatam of the Quran Sharif, the great rewards on it. And without fail, I think if you pick up all the tapes of Quran Sharif, Khatam, Jalsas, wherever I have spoken, those two hadiths you will find there, inshallah. One is in which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara al-Quran fastazharahu fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramah adkhalahu allahu al-jannah ila akhiril hadith. That the person who recites the Quran Sharif, and then he by hearts and memorizes the Quran Sharif. But then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. He considers the halal as halal and the haram as haram. A hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he has to consider the halal as halal, haram as haram. And not only the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, it is for every Muslim, every believer. But especially the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, he by hearts the Quran Sharif, and then the halal must be considered halal, haram must be considered haram. So what does that mean, considering it as haram? And now we will say lots of huffaz today are considering the haram as haram. Lots of us also, we consider a lot of things as haram. But do we stay away from the haram? We consider a lot of things as haram. Everybody knows that zina is haram. Everyone knows that adultery, fornication is haram. Everyone knows that missing the salat is haram. Everyone knows that missing the fast is haram. Everyone knows that usurping the property of the orphans, the widows, or taking in inheritance that which is not due is haram. Who doesn't know that? Every person knows to swear, to take false oath and qasam is all haram. But do we stay away from it? So is that considering haram as haram? The person who says that I consider that fire burns. Now what does that mean? If he considers that fire burns, then it means that he is not going to put his hand on the fire. But if he keeps on shouting at the top of his voice that I consider fire burns, but he goes and puts his hand purposely on the hot plate or on the burning flame, will we say he considered fire to be something that burns? We will say that he had some kind of knowledge, that's all. So, janna aur hai, manna aur hai. One is to know and one is to make amal. So the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, says that he considers the halal as halal, haram as haram. Then adkhalahu Allahul Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala will accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members who were also going to go in that direction into the fire of Jahannam. They were going to go into the fire of Jahannam, his intercession will be accepted. As we say that he will be given 10 passports for those people and one for himself. So this Quran Sharif has got great rewards, great virtues, but the essential condition is amal. The other hadith Sharif is man qara al Quran wa amila bima fi ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al qiyamah. The person who will read the Quran Sharif and then he will make amal on it. Again, amal. Without amal is nothing. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. Ilahi, phir hame aamil Qur'an kar de. Ilahi, phir hame aamil Qur'an kar de. Oh Allah, make us again aamil Qur'an. That means practicing on the Quran Sharif. Phir naye sire se musalma ko musalma kar de. Wo payambar jise sartaj rusul kehte hain, uski ummat ko zara tabe Quran kar de. That Nabi of yours, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is sartaj rusul, the ummat of that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Allah, make them tabe Quran, the followers of the Quran Sharif. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, inna lillahi ta'ala, inna Allah ta'ala yarfa'u bihazal kitabi aqwaman wa yadawu bihi akharin. Allah ta'ala raises a nation on account of their practice upon this Quran Sharif. That's what it means. If the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants some status, some position, some honor, some dignity in this world, then they have to be tabi'a Quran. As Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said that if we are going to make amal on the Quran Sharif, so then we will enjoy the namats of both the worlds. Then we will enjoy both. And he says, Main kehta nahi, Quran kehta hai musalmano. Main kehta nahi, Quran kehta hai musalmano. Tum hi ho waris jannat ke, tum hi ho waris uqba ke. Quran Sharif says that you are the inheritors of this earth and you are the inheritors of the hereafter. The Quran Sharif does not say that you must just sit in the masjid and read tasbih the whole day. The Quran Sharif does not say that you must only make salat the whole day. It doesn't say that you must only make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif gives us guidance of how to eat, how to drink, how to run our businesses. Of course, the detailed aspects you will find in the Hadith Sharif and then in the fiqh and jurisprudence. But the guidelines are given in the Quran Sharif, what is halal and what is haram. The Quran Sharif is not a book of science, it's not a book of history. Allah Ta'ala discusses the history of the people of the past. But His discussion of the history of the people of the past is so that we take lessons that when they were obeying Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them dignity, Allah Ta'ala gave them honor, Allah Ta'ala gave them status and position, and Allah Ta'ala gave them kingdoms. But when they started disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, rejecting the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, troubling the prophets of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then how Allah Ta'ala caused their destruction, sometime through gale force winds and sometime through flood waters and sometimes through other means. So that is the lesson that Allah Ta'ala wishes to give. That is why the history is discussed. In the same way, many things are discussed about the heavens and the earth. Many things are discussed about the skies and about the waters of the ocean and about the forests and about the creatures and about the fish in the sea, and so many things are discussed. But it is not a book of history or biology or geography. It is so that we look at the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala created this world for us. We must not think it was only created for the disbelievers. We misunderstand when we say that dunya is jannat for the disbelievers, then we believe that dunya, we must have nothing to do with it. So people say, dunya ko maro lat. They say, if eating and drinking was dunya, and if you have to kick it because you say dunya, then that person won't even have the strength to kick anymore. So it is not dunya. Gold, silver and all things are not dunya. Dunya is when it diverts you from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So the Muslim can be the best scientist, he can be the best engineer, the best doctor, the best philosopher and the best everything. The only condition is that he must be a Muslim. That when he looks at all these phenomena, when he looks at the creation of Allah Ta'ala, azmat of Allah Ta'ala comes into his heart. So this Quran Sharif is that miracle, which is a living one till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his love for the Quran Sharif. It was revealed upon him, but yet he tells Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala, read the Quran Sharif. I wish to listen to you. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, sir, some revealed upon you, and you want to me to read? He said, yes, I want you to read. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala sits and begins the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's eyes tear. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was going round. At night he used to go round checking. He wasn't like our rulers. He used to see who is in pain, who is in suffering, who is in difficulty. So he heard the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Somebody was reading the Quran Sharif, Tahajjud time. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala stood for a little while there and listened to the Quran Sharif. When he heard the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when the ayat was recited, Ma lahu min da'fi, yawma tamuru as-sama'u mawra, wa tasiru al-jibalu sayra, fawailun yawma idhin lil-mukadhibin. Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi ma lahu min dafi'. The azab of Allah Ta'ala is certain. Nobody can ward it off. It is going to take place upon those who are disbelievers or those who are sinful ones. So he got so sick that he went back home, and for many days people used to come visit him and they did not know why he was so sick. It was the impact of that ayat upon the hearts. These ayat, they had impact upon the hearts. Aksam bin Sayfi, listening to Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. Listening to that ayat, he accepts Islam, his whole tribe accepts Islam. Azmat of the Quran Sharif must come into the heart, and especially of the Hafiz of the Quran. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, of the many, many millions of hearts, He chose the heart of the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He said, Inna nazzalna dhikra, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, wa inna lahu lahafizun. So now Allah Ta'ala could have got the angels to memorize the Quran Sharif, but Allah Ta'ala chose the hearts of His awliya to memorize the Quran Sharif. But then in that heart, when there is the Quran Sharif, I always say that the person must think that he's got the weightiest thing in the world. Everybody really, the saliva begins to flow from their mouths when they hear of the diamond, the huge diamonds that have been discovered, and the value of those diamonds. But what is the value of those diamonds when the person has got the Quran Sharif in his heart? Any person who's got the Quran Sharif in his heart, if he considers anybody else has got something more, then he has insulted the Quran Sharif. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, O my servant, when somebody writes a letter to you, if your friend from a distant land somewhere writes a letter to you, and you are on the road walking, I'm giving you the gist of it, then what would you do? You'll move one side, you'll sit down, and you'll read the letter properly, every word you want to understand. Say, do you consider me inferior to even your friend? Then my Quran Sharif, which is sent to you, or my kalam, you've got no concern. So the Quran Sharif, the azmat of it has to come into our hearts. The Hafiz must think that something very weighty is in my heart. It's just that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan that I do not drop flat on the ground when the ayat of the Quran Sharif come into my heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the wahi used to come down, even if it was the most, if it was the coldest day, then too used to perspire profusely. The weight of the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sitting on a camel, the camel used to sit down. If he had his head on the lap of somebody, the person would think his bones will crack. That was the kind of weight. We say that the Quran Sharif, why is it that nothing seems to happen to our hearts? Why we don't find that weight? It is Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan. When the tajalli came upon the tur, upon the mountain on which Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was, the mountain shattered to smithereens. But just a little bit of tajalli. And the Quran Sharif with all his tajalli in the heart, why does it not shatter like that? If that had to happen, then there would have been no Hafiz left in the world. Would any Hafiz have been left after that? So just as we have buildings, and then they say if there's lightning, then we have lightning conductors. They take away that lightning effect. So like that, Allah Ta'ala has made the heart of the Huffaz like that lightning conductor. The tajalli comes, but it absorbs it. Otherwise, every Hafiz should have been blown up the moment it becomes a Hafiz. The day we say khatam of the Quran Sharif, would have been hitting the ceiling. Then what would have happened? So Allah Ta'ala gave like a conductor that it absorbs it. Quran Sharif is absorbed into the heart. But it is weighty. It has got great weight. So the person must think like he's carrying billions in a bag. If a person has got even a bag of a couple hundred thousand, a few thousand also, then nowadays they'll put it into a soap box, or they'll put it into biscuit boxes, or they'll put it into some Milo tin, or they'll put it into some kind of bin bag and wrap it up, that nobody must make out that inside here there's some money. Then they go to the bank. But if any very intelligent person has to carry it in an open bag and take it to the bank, because he's very intelligent, he's got a lot of aqal, so neither will he be left and nor will the bag be left. So every person takes care of it because he considers it to be weighty and wealthy and great wealth. So the Quran Sharif also, the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif and rave club, Hafiz of the Quran Sharif disco, Hafiz of the Quran Sharif adultery, Hafiz of the Quran Sharif drugs, these two things don't go together. They just don't go together because one is light and the other is darkness. And light and darkness cannot both survive in the same place. They cannot exist together, coexist. Either it will be light or it will be darkness. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The parents will be given crown of Noor on the day of Qiyamah. Ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. And so many other virtues which you have been listening to many times. Now all those virtues are there and they are haqiqat. It's not just a promise that is vague. Allah Ta'ala is definitely going to give to the Hafiz and his parents. But only one condition, that amal. If the Hafiz is going to make amal, then his parents are going to enjoy also. So now those parents who want to get those crowns and they want to get all those bounties that have been promised, what is their duty? Their duty is then they must make the home environment conducive for that Hafiz to practice upon Islam. Now we are getting just endless complaints. If the Hafiz wants to go straight, then the parents are putting pressure. That doesn't mean if you became Hafiz now you can't watch this on the television. Doesn't mean you must become a Sufi Sahib now and you must give up all these things. Because the parents are finding themselves uncomfortable now because they are watching all the haram on the TV. And they were watching even while the son was becoming a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So now they cannot give it up. But at the same time they wish to be proud that my son has become a Hafiz. So both things won't go together. The parents will now have to create that environment in the home. And they must make sure that that son of theirs after that only goes to those places where it is permissible to visit. In fact, the son himself or the daughter herself, they themselves must distance themselves from everything that is haram. فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. If they don't do that, then there will be nothing but darkness. They will be questioned even more on the day of Qiyamah. That of the millions of people I chose you to by heart and memorize my Quran Sharif, which was no ordinary thing, achievement. It is impossible if a person says that I by heart, it is impossible. A person cannot by heart and memorize the Quran Sharif. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's gift. If he snatches it away from the memory, nobody can return it. How many people, they were good huffaz of the Quran Sharif, but because of the negligence, they lost it completely. So therefore it is a great opportunity, it is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, it's a selection of Allah Ta'ala. In the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, there's no question of election, it is a selection. There's no election business. That we will elect so and so to become Hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Selection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He has chosen. But then the greater the amanat, the more the responsibility. The more valuable the amanat, the more the responsibility. If somebody gives 10 rand and says, well, look after this 10 rand, I'm just going somewhere and I'll come back. The person will take the 10 rand and put it in his top pocket, back pocket somewhere. But he's not going to give it so much of attention. But if somebody says that I'm going overseas and coming back, I've got some gold, some silver, and I've got this diamond ring, and I've got so much of cash, and I'm leaving it with you. So then that person is going to be worried. He will look for the safest place in the home. And he will not be comfortable until that person returns and to return it to him. Why? Because the value of that is such. So like that, the Quran Sharif has got such value that nothing can compare with it. So therefore the person has to be more on guard, more cautious. So the Huffaz of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chosen their hearts for this great amanat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless each and every Hafiz of the Quran Sharif with the tawfiq of amal on the Quran Sharif, of understanding the Quran Sharif, practicing upon the Quran Sharif. The completion that took place tonight also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the Hafiz Zakariya, Allah Ta'ala accept his parents, Allah Ta'ala accept his ustad and the institution we completed, and everyone who assisted in any way in the completion, they all are party. They all get a share. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give all huffaz of the Quran Sharif, the azmat of the Quran Sharif, the greatness of the Quran Sharif in their hearts. I will conclude on one incident. There was one person who was working in the government in those days, in the British government time. And he was a murid of Hazrat Shah Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali. He was from a place called Unnao. So on some government business, he went to one small little village and there he saw some people that were standing around a janaza. He said, what happened here? He said, one person passed away and they're just waiting for somebody to perform the janaza salat. So the janaza salat was performed by him, then they lowered the person into the grave and he returned. But just as he moved from there, after a little while again he realized that some document from his pocket had fallen there. So he went back there and he moved the sand. Straight away there was a fragrance from that sand. And as he dug further to find his documents, he said like a whole garden of flowers there, flowers over his grave. Flowers of Jannat, fragrance of Jannat. And I mentioned this many times. If we don't believe it, go to Pakistan, go to Lahore, and you'll meet those people who were in the janaza of Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali. The people are still alive because this didn't happen 100 years ago. So after they buried him, the fragrant smell that came out of the grave, one Maulana, one Alim told me, he says that I also took some sand from that grave because people started snatching the sand and running. He said, I also took some sand and wrapped it in my handkerchief and went home. Then I realized that I'm an alim. How can I do a thing like that? Take sand from the grave and go away. So he says, I went and put the sand back onto the grave. But up till now, he says, I don't know how many washings my handkerchief has underwent, but still there's that fragrant smell in my handkerchief. So here also, he says, after they buried him, and this is what he saw when he went to retrieve his documents. So now he started inquiring. He went to find out who was the person buried and his family. So they said he wasn't a learned person. He was not very learned, or he was not a hafiz of the Quran Sharif or some great Qari Sahib. He was an ordinary, simple village person. He did not even understand Arabic. He did not even learn to read the Quran Sharif. But he had so much of love for the Quran Sharif that every day he'll pick it up and he'll pass his finger from one end to the other. Mere Rab ne sach kaha, Mere Rab ne sach kaha. My Lord said the truth, My Lord said the truth, My Lord said the truth. That's all he used to do, nothing else. So the Shah Fazlur Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that is the reason why he got this. That azmat of the Quran Sharif, that bichara couldn't read, there was nobody to teach him how to read, but still he used to open the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Ikramah used to take the Quran Sharif and say, Haza kalamu rabbi, Haza kalamu rabbi, and fall down unconscious. It's kalam of my Allah. Quran Sharif ko dekhna sawab. Jo Quran Sharif padega, wo qari ho jayega. Jo tafsir karega, wo mufassir ban jayega. Jo taalim karega, wo muallim ban jayega. اور جو قرآت سے پڑھے گا تجوید سے پڑھے گا وہ قاری بن جائے گا لیکن جو عمل کرے گا وہ ولی اللہ بن جائے گا person who will make عمل he will become ولی اللہ may Allah تبارک و تعالی give us the توفیق of عمل حضرت شاہ فضل الرحمن گنج مراد آبادی رحمت اللہ علیہ used to say when I will go into جنت he really loved the Quran Sharif he says when I will go into جنت Then the hoors will come, the hoors of Jannat. So that I will tell those hoors that be, he says be, O hoor of Jannat, if you want to listen to my recitation of the Quran Sharif, then you sit with me. And if you don't want to listen to my recitation of the Quran Sharif, then you are free. I make you azad, go anywhere in Jannat. But if you want to listen to my Quran Sharif, then you sit with me. Now that, he's going to Jannat also, he's going to go there, he says he's not worried about the hoors of Jannat and the gardens of Jannat and the rivers of Jannat. He wants Quran Sharif in the Jannat. He must be allowed to read. That is the love that they had. And why have we got the Quran Sharif on the shelf? It will come out in the month of Ramadan. And when there's Qawl o Qasam, then we will take out the Quran Sharif. Jab Qawl o Qasam lene ke liye takrar ki naubat aati hai تب میری ضرورت پڑتی ہے ہاتھوں پہ اٹھایا جاتا ہوں ہے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے ہے مجھ سے عقیدت کے دعوے قانون پہ راضی غیروں کے یوں بھی مجھے رسوا کرتے ہیں ایسے بھی ستایا جاتا ہوں جزدان حریر و ریشم کے اور پھول ستارے چاندی کے پھر عطر کی بارش ہوتی ہے خوشبو میں بسایا جاتا ہوں. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب وغفار الذنوب. اللهم بلغر الله ما رحيم الله كريم الله most forgiving Allah most compassionate most loving most caring Allah with the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we have shown no appreciation for this great ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, it was on account of the amal and practice of upon the teachings of the Quran Sharif that you gave ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam great ascendancy. You gave them respect, you gave them dignity, you gave them honor, you gave them kingdoms. Ya Allah, we have given up our amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. We don't even make an effort to understand the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, therefore we are suffering humiliation, disgrace throughout the world. There is no dignity. My beloved Allah, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we regret. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. ہم گنہگار ہے, ہم سیاہکار ہے, ہم بدکار ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے. ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں. تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no one for us besides you. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں. تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. My beloved Allah, with the barakat of the Quran Sharif, remove the suffering, the difficulty, the hardship, the pain and the problem of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, cause the noor of the Quran Sharif to enter the hearts of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the problems of mankind around the globe. Bless each and every one with hidayat and guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, cause the noor of the Quran Sharif to enter our hearts. Give us the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance, to make amal upon the Quran Sharif, to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, don't seize us because of the sins that we indulge in. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. We are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, jealousy. My beloved Allah, clean our hearts of evil passions and desires. Put the love of the Quran Sharif into our hearts. Put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Take us on the road that leads to you, that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that leads to Jannat. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of AIDS and famine, drought, floods and all other kinds of disasters that have struck the world. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ya Allah, in our country also the conditions of crime, insecurity, change it to security. Ya Allah, bless us with your marifat, with your yaqeen, with tawakkul and trust in you. Protect us from all the fitnas which are lashing. Ya Allah, which way do we turn? Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, from in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites above us. Fitnas in our schools, fitnas in our colleges, fitnas in our bazaars and marketplaces, fitnas in our Darul Ulooms, fitnas in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. My beloved Allah, who is there to protect us besides you? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when he is informed that ummat for whom you suffered so much, the ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummat for whom so much of your tears were shed, the ummat for whom you were stoned, the ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers, even in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, they are engaging in so much of haram, watching so much of filth on the television screens in their hotel rooms, cell phones containing all kinds of musical tones being played right near your Rosa Mubarak and in the Kaabatullah Sharif. Ya Allah, when he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, they are in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, casinos, adultery, fornication, how much of pain and injury we are causing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, jo zindagi guzar gayi wo to guzar gayi, whatever life remains, keep us steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are going for Hajj, make their Hajj easy and maqbool. Ya Allah, those who are sick, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with halal rizq and remove their problems. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that you asked for us. Bless our wives, our children and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that you asked for protection, especially that of the Dajjal. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.